customers that are never satisfied and constantly complain, get rid of them. Send them to your competitor. Send them to your competitor. You don't want them. All they're going to do is provoke the worst out of you and put you in overcapacity. There's a place where you have strengths and there's a place where you have weaknesses. Quit trying to operate in your weaknesses. Be aware of your weaknesses. Own your weaknesses. You're not going to change your weaknesses. It takes 8 years to change you. 8 years. So operate in your strengths. So if there's somebody that's like not happy, you just be like, man, I thank you so much for this feedback. I appreciate you. And it sounds like you might want to do business with so-and-so. Would you like their phone number? Do you understand? But oh no, what if, no, hold it. Especially those of you, okay, listen, let me give you this grade. This is kind of my grade that determines whether or not this is a good customer. First of all, you're going to have prospects and you might even have some employees and some church members that are chickens. They're chickens. Your prospects, some of your friends are chickens. Some of your customers are chickens. Some of your employees are chickens. What does that mean? I'm scared. Oh no, a change is coming. Oh no, oh, what are we gonna do? Where's my corn? Where's my guarantee? Where's my corn? Where's my guarantee? Do any of you have a chicken in your customer base? Someone you've tried to recruit, some of your friends, and watch, you're like, oh, I wouldn't take that investment. I think that's stupid. I would be careful if I were you. You know, you might lose $500. And you're trying to convince them that you're making a wise choice. Chicken demonstration messed me all up. Seriously, I'm sweating now. It's a definite continuous squat and my arms are moving. Okay, so you hear me? How many of you have tried to convince a chicken to have faith? Pastors, elders. Some of you can go home. You just got your money's worth. Okay? You're talking to some chickens about, you know, risking your reputation by not going to Starbucks anymore. And they're scared for you. Think about it. Some of you are making some big decisions here this weekend. You're going to go home and inside of your friends and your family list, some of your coworkers, some of the prospects, some of your distributors. Don't do it. Whatever you do, don't go back to that seminar. That Jenny Johnson woman is crazy. She's crazy. And how many of you have argued with those people? Birds of a feather flock together, baby. Come on, do it with me. Come on now. You're trying to convince a chicken. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. When you're engaging with your chickens, this is what you become. You trying to convince that chicken? There is one reality for a chicken, in my personal opinion. Feathered, skinned, and deep fried. With a lot of salt. Give me some buttermilk batter over that thing and give me that chicken wing. Do you understand? Do you understand? And you're allowing some of these chickens to dissuade you. Making you stop making investments into your future, making you stop making an investment into your career, telling you you shouldn't do that. You can find it free on YouTube. Here's the free people on YouTube. Some of those people on that list are babies. Here's the pacifier. This is too hard. It's not easy. Oh, war on dead is just too hard. I don't want to smile. Aren't you gonna do it for me? I want Danny Johnson to come to my house. I know I'll be able to change. He comes to my house. Tell me, what did the baby say in your customer base? How many of you have some babies in your customer base? Yeah, place the order for me. I don't have the time. It's too expensive. Will you pay for me? Will you give me a discount? Give me your discount. I don't know why it's not working. As that woman on Facebook a few days ago. Oh, yeah. This sees Charles paid off $1 million worth of debt. She says, I was at that seminar and it didn't work for me. No, what you just said is you didn't follow directions. You look like a fool when you wrote that. You did not follow directions. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of people have followed directions and paid off debt. It works. You're on trial, not it. How many have some babies as friends? And their assistant whining, which is manipulation, controls you. Excuses. Full on excuses. Their insistent whining, breaking you down. Then you taking your capacity to pull out the... that you don't even have milk supply. You don't even have milk supply and you're offering it up. You is dried out. It goes like this. No, you are not alone. That's what it goes like. Let's try that right now. Come on. You just put your hand right here and go like this. Some of you have been nursing the same people for years. Some of you have been nursing the same people. You got a 16-year-old on you. Cracks me up. I've watched some parents still cutting the meat for their 7-year-old. Like, what? For their 10-year-old. Making the bed of their 10-year-old. Micah was 2 when he made his first bed. 2. You're like, what? You're a mean mom. Nope. Look at that. Look at that. As a strong man, pure-hearted, honorable, hardworking, wise. He just got up at 2 and made his bed. Wish I could take credit for it. He just fell in line with the rest of them, right? He knew what was going on. All right, I get up and I make my bed. Okay, that's awesome. Do you understand? Some of you have been nursing the same babies in your customer base. You've been nursing your employees. Some of you have been nursing prospects. That's dragging someone across the finish line. This is not your job. That is not success. That's welfare. That's welfare. You're actually hurting the person. That is codependency. That's not raising up leadership. That's not helping someone to succeed. That's trying to convince a baby to all of a sudden not be. A baby is a baby is a baby is a baby. And if you had an inkling to look into their life for their entire life, they've probably been that way their whole flipping life. I don't work with babies. I'm not going to work with babies. I do not have a capacity for that. Period. I will help and nurture you until. And I'm not going to create codependency with you. You're not going to step on your own 2 feet. You're in the wrong place. Understood? How many of you have some babies? What are you going to do? Oh, right here. Come on. Chickens and babies. Yeah, I'm going there. Here's another one you got. It's a sponge. Forever soaking up information and never doing anything with it. Forever soaking up information and never doing anything with it. Do you know what happens when a sponge sits on a sink for days on end filled with water? It stinks. It stinks. Bacteria grows in it. How many of some people that have been sucking off of you, sponging off of you? It's not who you're looking for. You're not looking for someone that's going to sponge off of you. You're not looking for a baby that wants you to do everything for them. And you are not looking for chickens. You're not going to hire chickens, babies, or sponges. So these are specific things you want to be looking for as you're building your business, your organization, your organism. These are also things you want to make sure that you don't create with your children. Because a chicken was created by its family. The baby was created by its family. And the sponge was created by its family. I grew up in a sponge family. They weren't learning anything. They were just sponging off of the government. Whatever government program there was to sponge off of, my parents took advantage of it. Welfare, disability, workman's comp, you name it. They took advantage of every opportunity to take all government assistance that was available. And this is the man that raised me that, you know, I called dad, not my biological father. My biological father was not that man. Okay. Sometimes you also encounter this. Oh, frick. Doesn't look right. Shut up. Well, forget it. Forget it. A skunk. F it. It didn't work. It's a skunk. Sometimes you get skunked. Sometimes you get skunked. Sometimes you work hard. Sometimes you end up with, you know, a vendor that says that they're going to do what they say they're going to do, and then they don't do it. Sometimes you end up with an employee or a distributor or a customer who makes promises that they don't keep. Always the telltale signs for some are this. I will never leave you. I will always be here. That's usually the thing they say on their way out. I will forever be here. I'm loyal. I will never be one of those people that stabs you in the back. That's usually when they're in the middle of stabbing you in the back. Seriously. How many of you have been skunked? Guess what? It's part of life. It's part of business. And if you're a baby, you'll whine about it and not talk to anyone else. If you're a chicken, it's a self-fulfilled prophecy. It is. But if you're a 2%er, you understand. Where's the ketchup? You have to wash your dog in ketchup, and then it takes the smell away. Seriously. It's just like, that's a skunk. It is what it is. You know how many skunks I've encountered in my life? Many. You don't know who they are until they... You don't know who they are until they lift their tail. And then they run. They always leave a scent behind. They always leave a scent behind. So don't get discouraged with a skunk. Everyone has one from time to time. If you haven't had one ever in your life, you haven't lived long enough. And you're definitely not doing enough. It's true. Okay. Another one that you're going to end up with is a gossip. Okay. I want you to put a circle or put a line straight through the gossips and on it's on that list. A line through their name. Put a line through the names of the gossips in those lists. Those are detrimental to your existence. They're detrimental to your wealth. The gossips align straight through. All the ones at church, all your customers, all the ones that are your distributors, all the ones that are your employees. If you've got gossipers in your house, better strike a line straight through it. If they're your kids, you this is something you listen. Kids were taught to gossip by their parents. On the way home from church, talking about so-and-so and what she was wearing. Do you understand? The kids are taught all of those bad things, all those bad habits. So that you have to go home and fix that. That was not allowed in our house, period, end of story. Honor is not gossip. So go ahead, go to that list. How many of you have some gossips on that list? Strike a line right through it. They are a liability to your existence. They're a liability to your wealth. They're a liability to your vision. They are a liability to your family. Strike a line straight through. That's a no-go, non-negotiable. No, of course they don't have a check mark. You would never rehire them again. And if you would, you're a fool. Well, I could just put up with gossip. You're a fool. I've watched gossip tear down multi-billion dollar corporations. I've watched gossip take down $400 million, $500 million, billion dollar corporations overnight. Gossip faster than the FTC and the FDA combined. Just gossip. I've watched entire churches roll up into nothing because of one witch with a capital B. I'm serious. Just takes one. And she collects her cloud of witnesses, or he collects his cloud of witnesses, and then destroys the entire organism that was doing a good thing. All it takes is one. So I'm telling you, you got some hard decisions to make. You got a gossip inside your organization. You got a dissenter. You got a divisor. Bam, line straight through. That's a non-negotiable. That's a non-negotiable. Next one you're going to end up with. This is one of my favorites. Oh man, Jen, I so wish I had the audio for this, but that's okay. Oh, I don't think that's going very well. The star. Hi, I'm so glad you could meet me. My name is Jamie. I know you've heard of me. I know you've heard of my track record. Hi. Hey, I'll sign autographs later. Nice to see you. Nice to to meet you. Did you not know that I was able to get 10,000 customers in a single day? Oh, did you not know I am the best at everything? So glad that you could have me a part of your organization. Because you can retire off of me alone. And then they fall off the face of the planet. Have you ever had somebody come in and make a whole bunch of promises? Oh, I could totally revamp your entire sales department. I'll have them doing $1 million a month in no time. Yes, with my contacts, we'll be able to take this thing to $500 million inside of the next 90 days. With my vendors, we have been able to revolutionize with our beautiful innovation an entire industry. So I'm confident if you hire me, it's going to solve all of your problems. Oh, yes, and I love your home-based business. It sounds so wonderful. And just so happens, I have an entire downline over here with XYZ Company, and these people will follow me at a drop of a hat. You're going to have a tremendous amount of sales coming in just next week. All I have to do is make 2 or 3 phone calls. Any of you encounter the star? It sells you this great pitch, makes all these promises, gonna do it overnight, and then you check the results, and what are they? Goose eggs. Goose eggs. Who's ever had one of those walk in before? How many of you got distracted with them? Got all excited? Oh, wait, haven't you gotten all excited before and you took your capacity, you shifted your priorities. Honey, I got to work late. I got an important thing going on with this other person over here. Kids, I'm sorry. I've got this thing going on. I got to make this happen over here. Anybody ever do this? You got some big special customer. Now I'm going to show a whole bunch of extra special sauce for them. Who's done it? Totally duped by the star. Listen to me. Don't listen to what people say. Watch what they do. Don't listen to what people say. Watch what they do. People lie. Some intentionally. Most unintentionally. Don't listen to what people say. Watch what they do. I said that to you yesterday. You all said you want to pay off debt. 5 went back to get the personal finance system. What does that tell me? A whole lot of hot air was going in the air. No, I got you. I know I'm talking about the ones who don't know. Who already owns a whole personal finance system? Okay, so obviously you guys are excluded. You already did it. I'm talking about the new people in the room who put their hands up and said, I'm going to do this. And yet their next step was dinner. Their next step was spending instead of investing. Most important thing to do is apply what you're learning instantly. That's how you retain it. It's the most important thing to do. You retain it, it becomes a habit, depending on how fast you implement it. You wait too long to implement, you forgot about it already. So that's why I was pounding you. So you're going to have stars come in and out, and you'll end up thinking you got something so hot, and you'll end up thinking that this is the answer. There is never the one thing that is the answer. Don't listen to what people say. Watch what they do. I'm watching you. I am. I'm watching your butt. All weekend long, I'm watching you. Because there's a few stars here in the room. There's a few stars right here in the room. We know based on your results, not your mouth. Step into that wisdom. Who is on your list as a star? Who's been distracting you with all kinds of ideas? The star has lots of ideas and lots of promises and no focus. This is that person who is in this room who has come here to recruit my clients. Some of you, he's already talked to you. We have been the ones to invest into every person in this place. And when that ethics agreement was pulled on them, they decided not to sign it yesterday because they came here specifically to recruit out of this database. This is that person who comes into your business, maybe even your family. And this is that person who's always looking for opportunity themselves. You know, I found, darn it, there's a passage that was so powerful that I read this morning, and it says, the greedy dogs, so greedy for gain and never satisfied. Greedy dogs, so eager for gain and never satisfied. And the last part of it, again, I'm prefacing, they're only working for their own gain. This is not a team player. They divide to conquer. So this person has no ethics, no honor. It's that person who walks it. I've watched this happen. It happened to me. My very first business that I built. Thousands and thousands of customers. Thousands and thousands of reps. My first business was in the direct sales industry. And the snake turned out to be the millionaire that was on stage teaching the seminars. And I had my business, my sales organization, my business sold for $250,000. I was 20 years old, 21 years old. And I had a buyer. We are in escrow. We go to document and check all of the accounts, and guess what was in there? 0000000. Yeah. He came in while I was in Hawaii, met with my whole sales organization, threw out some gossip, and I love what it was. She was a fake. She doesn't have what it takes. She was a flash in the pan. You will see, she'll be back to broke again tomorrow. Come with me and I will teach you what you need to know and I will help you to succeed. So my friends, how could they resist that invitation? So they all went with him. So when the reports were ran of my reporting, 0000000. He was right. That was August, September, October, November, December, I was homeless. But I made $250,000 in that next 12 months. And guess what I did? I wouldn't do it again this way, but guess what I did? I didn't have a lot of maturity at 21 and 22 when somebody gossiped and then stole everything from me. So when I started that next business in Hawaii, I then came to California and I opened up offices right next door to his. Everywhere he had an office, I had an office. Except he couldn't get into New York City and I had an office in the Empire State Building. And I had one in Washington, D.C., and in Orlando, and Dallas, and Houston, and San Jose, and San Francisco, and Pleasanton, and Walnut Creek, and Concord. So at the end of that first year, when I made that $250,000, because, you know, he told everybody that I was a rip-roaring failure, and I wouldn't amount to anything, and that here, I will help you. So we took everybody. So then I started a new business, and I had these offices. So those people got wind that, wait, that's Danny. So then he filed a lawsuit against me. He hired the biggest law firm for business in New York, and I got a stack of papers this big while I'm doing my first Creating a Dynasty, and it was a competition lawsuit. He was suing me for competition. So then I went, and I countersued him for $250,000, proving that he stole and embezzled my business. He dropped his charges. The very next year, he was on 2020, and he was shut down by the government and can never do business again in any of the United States or in Canada ever again. That was 1992. You reap what you sow. I will avenge my people. Exactly. God avenged me.
Yes.
And that whole deal, as not only me, but lots of other people. There was a class action suit that came against him. He had stolen from a lot of people. He embezzled a lot of people. He stole from people's trust funds. I mean, he raped and pillaged people. So he's out of business. So anyway, I've had the snake come into my garden many times. Many times. I think I've had one recently too. I've had one recently. So the snake comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. But if you have your trust in him, you will prevail, and all it is God is pruning your garden to make much, much more growth. That's what I've experienced out of every time I've been snaked. I've also watched every snake be punished very unmercifully, not by me, but by my God. Not by me, but by my God. So, note to any snake in this house, there is a promise that comes with my bloodline. I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. I will trouble those who trouble you. So I've not had to defend it. Yep. So a snake has no ethics. They're the one that comes in and says, I've got a better deal for you. I've got a better way. Now listen to me. You might be operating a little bit like a snake and not know it. You might be teetering on a place of dishonor and not know it. And here's some things you got to ask yourself. And here's how you want to question it. Would I want someone doing that to me? So for example, some of you have a full-time job and you have a part-time business. And you're wanting to recruit people from your full-time job into your part-time business. Whose full-time business is that? It's the boss's. And what has your boss put into it?
Everything.
He's put his entire life, his family, his money. Do you understand? He created the opportunity for you. Do you understand? So, but Danny, like these people need my health products. I understand, but you have 7 billion people to choose from. You have 7 billion people to choose from. So what could you do that is honorable? What could you do that's honorable? Okay, you could say, I don't recruit from that place. Okay, that's one thing that certainly is honorable. But what's something else you could do that would be honorable? Talk to the boss. Ask him or her. Say, hey, listen, I want to honor this place. I do not want to mix my part-time thing on the side with what you're doing. I want you to know I'm thoroughly committed to you. I'm here to give you my all. I am so grateful that you provide for all of our needs at our family. Thank you for the opportunity you've given me to learn. Thank you for the opportunity for me to grow. And I want you to know I have something that I'm doing on the side, and I don't want it to be a conflict of interest at all. You might want to write those words down. If it's a conflict of interest, it's a conflict of interest. Stay away from the conflict of interest. So I don't want to be a conflict of interest, so I just want some feedback from you. I am 100% okay with whatever you say, and I will honor it. So I have this. I want to show it to you to find out if you're okay if I share it with a couple of the coworkers that I have friends with. I don't want any news getting back to you and you being upset with me. I know that what we do outside of business, outside of work, is okay. That's our personal lives. But I don't want there to be any sniff of any kind of conflict of interest. So I'm coming to you first and I'm asking for permission. Would you be okay if I share it with Sally? Would you be okay if I share it with so-and-so? And if not, I totally bless you in that. I bless you in it. I don't want to have anything in here that would be dishonoring in any way. And I don't want there to be any impression of dishonor in any way. Can you have that conversation? Is that honorable? Yes, it is. Is it humble? Yes, it is. What if he says yes? Now you have the blessing. It'll go well with you. What if he says no? You have 7 billion people to choose from. Do you understand? Don't be penny smart and dollar stupid. So how you conduct yourself determines whether or not he's going to want to work with you. So if you're professional, that you're representing your business well. Does that make sense? So his customers are what? His customers. He invested marketing into those customers, time, work, and effort. You have no idea how much brain power has gone into finding a customer, figuring out who to do business with, all the history that they had to do to even get that one. Do you understand? So don't be like the snake without realizing it. The snake sometimes doesn't realize that they're snaking. Sometimes they don't even realize that they're doing it. And there are some that intentionally, with absolute motives, that's the whole point of their existence. And guess what? They are forever hungry. They're forever hungry. We see it in churches all the time, right? People, like big droves of people being, I'm blown away. You go to Atlanta and you see, and Orlando, you see giant billboards of advertisements recruiting already existing church people. Their messaging on the billboard is not for the new person that doesn't go to church. The messaging on the billboard is directly at people who already go to church. So, oh yeah. Everything has to do with messaging and positioning. And you know who you're targeting based on your message. So the message is saying, not happy at your church? Come join ours. We have great worship. We have this, we have that. Tired of the programs that you're at already? Check out ours. Like, that is literally fishing in somebody else's pond on purpose. Make sense? So stay away from anything like that. You walk in honor. If you walk in honor, you'll be blessed at what you do.